USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. Kevin McCarthy is placing blame on the small faction of conservatives who removed him from the speaker position for the current party dysfunction.
We are in a very bad position as a party, one that has won the majority, one that America has entrusted us with, that a simple 8 people have put us in this place.
The statement comes as the Republican majority continues to struggle in electing a new speaker over 2 weeks after McCarthy's ousting. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan faced opposition from roughly 24 colleagues and lost 3 votes for Speaker of the House floor this week, leading to his withdrawal as the party's nominee following a confidential ballot. Former President Trump is potentially facing imprisonment for breaching a gag order in his New York fraud trial. Trump's lawyer apologized on his behalf, asserting that it was an inadvertent error. Despite a directive from the Manhattan Supreme Court judge to remove it, Trump retained a Truth Social post criticizing the judge's law clerk. Rising concerns about a broader conflict in the Middle East are driving up oil prices.
While neither Israel nor Hamas is a major oil supplier, if the conflict were to escalate, it could pose a greater risk to oil markets. Analysts are anticipating that oil prices may reach $100 per barrel in the near term due to the escalating regional tensions. I'm John Schaefer.
Sean Fain, the president of United Auto Workers, reports positive developments with GM and Stellantis. In a Facebook Live update, he stated that there is more to be gained. The strike against the automakers has now entered day 36. This update follows GM's latest offer to the UAW, proposing a 23% general wage increase, which would result in a 25% compounded boost over the agreement's duration. However, Fain believes that these highly profitable companies have further room to contribute. Taco Bell boasting the fastest drive-through service amongst fast food chains, according to QRS Magazine's annual drive-through report. On average, Taco Bell customers experience a brief 4-minute wait. Following closely behind are Carl's Jr. and KFC, securing the second and third position in the rankings. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Kenneth Cheeseborough, former President Trump's campaign legal advisor, has opted to accept a plea deal in the Fulton County, Georgia election interference case. On Friday, he pleaded guilty in the 2020 election subversion case, which involved presenting unauthorized slates of GOP electors in Georgia and 6 other states. While his trial was scheduled to begin on Friday, there were speculations from court insiders that he might pursue a deal, especially after one-time Trump attorney Sidney Powell pleaded guilty in the same case the day before. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has released 2 U.S. hostages. Family member Martin Fletcher on their release.
Obviously a huge sigh of relief and at the same time concerned that there's so many more hostages.
Hamas cited humanitarian reasons for allowing the American mother and her daughter from Chicago to go free as the mother is in poor health. This action is reportedly in response to mediation efforts from Qatar. The 2 Americans have been handed over to the Red Cross and are currently in Israel. Walmart and Aldi are reducing prices on Thanksgiving foods this year. Walmart's CEO stated they're working to offset inflation by lowering prices on various food items, building on previous investments. Aldi is also cutting prices on over 70 holiday food products with potential reductions of up to 50%, and both retailers plan to maintain these lower prices until the end of the year. Elon Musk announced that X will soon introduce a 2-tiered premium subscription. The lower-cost option will offer all features, but with ads, while the higher-cost option will be ad-free. No launch date nor specific prices have been provided. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.